感谢神，我们今天来到神的殿中。青少年可以回到主日学当中啊。在我们今天来思想神的话语之前呢，就是我们来为一件突发的事情来祷告。
So today, before we study, continue to study the Word of God, let's pray for a special event.
那么在昨天呢，富山弟兄印度姊妹的大儿子加西瓦弟兄出了严重的车祸。
And yesterday, the Fusan and Inju's son Joshua actually encountered a very serious car accident.
然后因为对面车辆超车，撞到加西瓦弟兄的车，然后他的车翻滚多次之后落下山崖。
And so basically, the incoming car actually kind of tried to passing and hit his car, so his car was rolling around several and off the road.
是在 Mountain Home 那个二十号路上。
It happened in Mountain Home 的 Highway 20。
当时有路人就是发现，然后赶紧报警，然后直升机抵达现场，把加西瓦弟兄送到波西圣阿方塞斯医院。
And the bypass actually noticed that and reported the police, and the police come and the helicopter delivered Joshua to the St. Alphonsus Hospital at Boise.
这是一件严重的车祸，但在当中确实看到神的保守。
And it's very serious car accident, but we do see the protection of God.
连就是勘测现场的警察都说，这个年轻人可以存活，真的是。非常罕见的事情。
And even the policeman said in such a serious accident that the young man actually the life is there is a very unusual thing.
加小弟兄，他的这个骨骼各个方面都健全，然后身体各个器官的机能都正常，意识非常清楚。
And right now, there's no hurt in his bone, and also the function are right, and also he is conscious.
但是还是因为现在麻醉的药效过去，身体内部还是有非常疼痛的地方，所以此刻在进行第二次的 CT 检查。
And but at the same time, he still have a lot of pain in his body since this the drug effect go away, and so right now he's in the hospital to have the second round of the examination.
那么在这里呢，就是我知道很多很多弟兄姊妹是看着加西瓦弟兄在我们教会里成长，就是就像我们自己的孩子一样。
I know that a lot of brothers sisters we watch Joshua grow up in this church and just like our own children child.
然后我今天上午听到。印度姊妹带来一个消息，就是加西瓦弟兄在身体如此的疼痛，他看到他的妈妈印度姊妹，他说 God is good.
And today when I heard Sister Inju told me that were even in great pain when he first saw his mother and the first word is that God is good.
我实在是为了这个年轻人感谢神。
I was really praise God and thank God for this young man.
旧约的以色列人过了红海之后，他们唱诗赞美神。
And in Old Testament, the Israelites, when they pass by the Red Sea, and they sing and praise God.
在新约的教会，使徒们在监牢里面，他们就唱诗赞美神。
But in the New Testament, the apostles in the prison, they sing and praise God.
今天年轻的加西瓦弟兄遭遇这样严重的车祸，身体如此疼痛的情况下，他在病床上，他就赞美神。
And today, this young man, Joshua, in this suffered such a great, a serious car accident in a great pain, but on his bed, he praised God.
我实在是感叹神的荣耀，神的作为。
And I'm just amazed at God's grace and God's glory.
我觉得在病床上的赞美更美。
I think it is even beautiful our praise when we are in the hospital bed.
我们也看见在福音书里那些因为孩子有病来到耶稣这里的妈妈们、父亲们，他们来到耶稣这里来哀求。
And we also see in the Gospels that we see those mothers and fathers because their kids get sick and they come to Jesus, ask Jesus help.
耶稣没有拒绝他们当中任何一个。
And Jesus didn't refuse any of their request.
我们今天我们也求神给我们有这样的信心。
So、
我们来到这里，我们为着加西亚弟兄来到耶稣这里来呼吁，来呼求。
So today we ask God to give us such a faith that we come to Jesus and pray for Joshua, ask and for Joshua.
我相信神要大大的兴起这个年轻人，要使用这个年轻人，因为就是他在现在这样的一个情形当中，他表现出来的信心，他发出对神的赞美，神，我相信是。神给我心中有这样的信心，让我真知道神会使用这个年轻人。
I think God put this conviction in my heart, because this young man in such a tribulation, you can praise God, and I believe God will use this young man greatly.
他安慰他的母亲，然后他也安慰了我，他激励了我的信心。
And he comforted his mother, but he also gave me a great comfort and encouragement to my faith.
最后我还是呼吁我们弟兄姊妹可以为加西瓦弟兄来祷告，因为现在还在医院里面，然后医院决定呢，因为昨天送到这个 emergency， 那么医院决定再多留他一天甚至几天，要继续观察，现在是做第二次的 CT 检查。
And I ask the congregation keep praying for Joshua, and yesterday he was in the hospital, and the hospital want toKeep him in the hospital for a couple of days of observations.
但是医院呢，现在因为目前疫情的关系，就 emergency 只能有一个亲人在里面看顾，然后呢，全天是不可以换人。所以弟兄姊妹呢，我知道很多弟兄姊妹非常爱加西瓦弟兄，因为就看着他从小在教会里成长，像自己的孩子一样。但是我还是劝我们弟兄姊妹在心里为他来祷告。你如果有这样的负担，这样的感动，你可以进食祷告，但是没，你可以不要去到医院因为富山弟兄现在全天会在医院
And right now, because of the COVID situation, the hospital only allow one family member be there, accompany the patient, and a whole day, and they even cannot switch. And I know that Joshua, to many of us, is just like our own child, so.And I'm asking you just keep pray. If you have this moving in your heart, you can fasting and pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们要赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to praise you.
我们看见加西亚弟兄在痛苦当中，在病床上，他在赞美神。
We see that Brother Joshua in the pain and in the hospital bed, he praised you.
我们更要赞美神。
And we even more we want to praise you.
我们看见神的圣灵在保守，在光照加西亚弟兄。我们看见神的手在保守他，在医治他。
We see the Holy Spirit and the hands of God are guiding him and protecting him and heal him.
我们知道神是如此的爱这个年轻人，让他在这个时刻，他在病床上的话语，他鼓舞了许许多多人的信心。
And we know that God is so loved this young man, and what he said on his hospital bed and encourages so many of us our faith.
主啊，我们就求你的医治，你的保守临到他。他现在在做第二次的 CT 全身检查。
Lord, we just ask your protection, your healing upon him. Now he goes to the second time of CT screen.
让他的身体无论是骨骼，无论是内脏，无论是头脑，无论是心智，主啊，能够 没有任何损伤，能够没有任何的隐患。
So we just ask you that protect him and his bone, his organ, and his mind, and all none of them be, have any damage.
让他能够全然的康复，让他能够不仅是康复，更是力上加力。主啊，我们实在是从这个年轻的弟兄身上，主啊，我们看见你的作为。
And we ask you a full recovery, your grace for his full recovery, not even full recovery, but even become even stronger. And we want to see your great work in this young man.
盼望有一天加沙弟兄能够全然的康复能够来与我们一同分享他经历这样的一次车祸之后神在他生命中的作为。
So we're looking for the day that when he fully recover, he can come among us that share with us God's work, great work in this, during this time he was goes through this accident.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 我们今天继续来看约翰福音的13章。
Today we'll continue to study the book of John and chapter 13.
我们请大家起立，我们一起来读约翰福音13章12到17节。
Let's stand up, let's read John 13, 12 to 17.
约翰福音13章12节起，耶稣洗完了他们的脚，就穿上衣服，又坐下，对他们说，我向你们所做的，你们明白吗？你们称呼我夫子，称呼我主，你们说的不错，我本来是，我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。我实实在在地告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人，差人的也不能大于差他的人。你们既知道这事，若去行就有福了。好，我们把第十七节再读一遍。你们既知道这事，若是去行就有福了。我们来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, give us your word.
我们知道天地都会废去，神的话一笔一画都不会改变。
We know the heaven and the earth will pass away, but the word of God will not change.
愿神将我们的信心建立在神话语的根基上面，有根有基。
May God build our faith upon the word of God.
愿神的话语成为我们的患难中的力量。
May word of God become the strength in our suffering and tribulation.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
咱们刚才所读的十七节当中，这里谈到知道与行为之间的关系。
And this, verse 17 will talk about knowing and doing.
主耶稣说，你们既知道这事，若是去行就有福了。
And Jesus said, you know these things, and happy are you if you do them.
在我们华人的文化当中，我们一直以来，我们是这样的来理解知道与行为之间的关系。
In our Chinese culture, we understand doing and knowing in such a sense.
所谓的知易行难。
And we have a saying that it's easy for knowing, but it's difficult for doing.
很容易就知道，但是要做出来就太难了。
And it's easy to know, but it's difficult to do.
那么直到孙中山先生就提出对这个观点的一个挑战。
And in history, and Dr. Sun Yat-sen basically challenged the saying.
孙中山提出呢，事实上是知难行易。
And Sun Yat-sen basically says, sometimes it will be difficult to know, but easy to do.
孙中山说，知道是很难的一件事情，但真正等你真正知道了，你做出来其实 不难的。
And his point is that to know is difficult. If you, when you truly know, then it's easy to do it.
我们从主耶稣基督的话来看，就是第十七节来看，他说：“你们既知道这事。”
And but from what we read in verse 17, said if you know this thing.
若是去行。那么我们会看，知道是在前面，是基础、前提。
And we can see that in Jesus saying that knowing is a foundation.
知道了之后呢，一定要去行。
And when you know it, then you need to do it.
不是知道了就停在那个地方。
It's not that you know it and then stop it.
其实耶稣在前面有那么多的教训，耶稣甚至为门徒洗脚，有那么多的行动，其实就是为让门徒能够知道。
And actually, Jesus did so many things and washed disciples' feet. And he did all those things is the purpose is want to disciple to know.
就是我们中文圣经是这样来翻译，就是你们既知道这事，其实这个原文的意思，它有里面有这样的一个含义，就是如果你们知道这事。
And in the 17 said, if you know those things.
就是说。不要认为好像很想当然，这很容易知道啊，不是。他说，如果你们知道这事，也就是说，有可能你是还是不知道的。你听了那么多，你看了那么多，耶稣为你做了那么多，讲了那么多，你还是有可能不知道。但如果你知道了，你会怎样怎样
？And what Jesus said the first half of verse 17 actually is there's a meaning that do not think.That you obviously you know it, and even you hear all this, you see all this, but you still likely will not know him. But if you know these things, then what?
那么是不是你讲过一句话？就是那些认为自己知道的人呐、就是永远学不会 ，never learn.
And Spurgeon said, for those who they think they know and they never learn,
就是。所以如果你们知道，我们要知道这个知道不是想当然，好像很我们要抓住这个机会，要渴慕神的话，要思想才能知道。
So basically knowing is something that we make effort that we want to grab this opportunity and to know study the word of God then we know.
如果我们其实没有知道，但是我们以为我们知道了，那我们出来的行为就全是错的了。
So if we actually don't know, but we think we know, then the action follow will complete wrong.
我们会看见这个西比泰的儿子，就是雅各、约翰，他们当然他们的母亲来到耶稣这里，来向耶稣提要求。
And we can see in one place in the gospel that John and James and it,Their mother come to Jesus and ask Jesus of one thing.
然后呢，当然这个妈妈呢很爱自己的儿子啊，她其实也是说出这两个儿子的心声，就是耶稣，你德国降临的时候啊，你让我的儿子一个在你左边，一个在你右边，就是成为你王国当中最重要的人，仅次于你。
Of course, this mother loved the her child and children, and she speak what actually this two guys want is basically when the kingdom your kingdom comes and make them one on your left, the other on your right. In other words, just make them the two most important person under you.
那么当然耶稣就否决他这个要求，你不知道你求什么。
And of course, Jesus denied her request. They said, you guys don't know what you ask for.
结果耶稣对他提出了要求。耶稣对这个妈妈也对这些门徒提出了要求。
And then Jesus actually, in return, gave his request to this mother and most importantly, to the disciples.
然后耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们也要喝。”
And he said, "You indeed drink my cup."
那么当然，至于谁坐我左右，那你这个事不用你们操心。
And whether who sit in my right hand or right, left hand is not something of your concern.
然后耶稣进而对他门徒提出，就是你们要去做人的仆人。
And furthermore, Jesus asked his disciple, you gotta go out, become a servant of man.
啊，如果你想为首，那你就要去做仆人。
If you want on the top, then you'll be a slave.
其实我们从这件事情我们可以看到呢，门徒对耶稣他们有一定的了解，他们知道耶稣是万王之王，他们知道耶稣是王，他们知道这一点。
And from this event, we can see the disciples know something about Jesus. They know Jesus is a king of kings, and they know Jesus is a king.
但他们又不认识耶稣。
But they don't know Jesus.
啊，他们说啊，我们跟从耶稣，啊，跟从这样的一个伟大的王，啊，有一天我们也可以就是成为很重要的人。但他们不知道这个王跟他们心中所想象的王是完全不一样的。
And their perception is we follow this great person, and when they become a king, and so we'll become an important person. But they don't know is that the king of Jesus is not completely different from what they imagine or they think about it.
所以这样的一个王，他是要来服侍人，不是要来让人服侍的。
Because Jesus is a king, but this king will come to serve, but not to be served.
啊，所以这样的王会要求跟从他的人，就是你们也要去服侍人，你们不是要去做人上人。
So such a king also requests of his follower that you guys go out to serve, not to become a master.
所以门徒们这个时候对耶稣呢有一点知道，有一点知识。但是呢，却是错误的知识，结果他们就出来完全错误的行为。
So at this moment, Jesus, the disciple of Jesus actually know something about Jesus, and they have some knowledge of Jesus, but the knowledge is not correct. So the follow up with their knowledge, what they're doing is completely wrong.
那么还有一次，就是雅各、约翰，就是看见撒玛利亚人不接待耶稣和他们，他们就很愤怒，他们说我们能不能从天上降下火来把这些人烧死。
And there is another event when his disciples say that Samaritan doesn't receive Jesus. They got very angry. They ask Jesus, can we send fire from the heaven to kind of burn them?
那么这句话他们当然对耶稣也，他们也知道耶稣的全能，也知道耶稣的能力，所以他们叫耶稣是主。
From this event, we can see the disciples have knowledge of Jesus. They know the power that Jesus has. So they call Jesus the Lord.
但是他们对耶稣的认识呢，又完全是错误的。啊，他们没有看到耶稣这一次来是来拯救，不是来毁灭。
But the knowledge they have for Jesus is completely wrong. They don't know that Jesus come is to save, not to destruct.
啊，所以耶稣责备他们，就说你们的心如何，你们不知道。
So Jesus rebuked them, said, "You don't know what manner of a spirit you are of."
其实耶稣就说你们的无知，你们对我的无知，你们不知道。你们以为你们知道，其实你们不知道。
And basically, what Jesus said is, "You guys don't know your ignorance of me. You think you know, but you don't."
耶稣说，我来告诉你，我是怎样，我是来拯救，我不是来毁灭。
And so Jesus followed up and said, "Let me tell you, I come is to save, not to punish."
所以我们会知道，对耶稣的知道知识非常的重要。如果你对耶稣的知道知识是错的，你出来的行为完全就是错，甚至是非常非常可怕。
So knowing Jesus or knowledge of Jesus is very important. If your knowledge of Jesus is wrong, then your action follow will be very wrong.
啊，我们想，如果那一次不是耶稣拦着他的门徒，那门徒就会从天上降下火来把那一村人都烧死，那是何等可怕甚至邪恶的事情。
And at that moment, event, if Jesus didn't stop them, the disciple could send the fire to burn the whole village. And think about it, what terrifying event would that become?
那有些人说，那神还不是从天上降下火来，烧灭这个索多玛、俄摩拉？有些人会这样讲。
And someone may argue that is God send fire to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah?
其实很简单， 一个问题，你是什么？
And it's a very simple question. Are you God?
你有这样的权利吗？
And do you have that right?
好，那这是另外的事情。所以从这里我们还可以看到，就是认罪悔改之前的保罗，使徒保罗，他认罪悔改之前，他的名字叫扫罗。
And another event we can look at Paul, before his conviction, before he confesses sin, repentant, and at that time his name is Saul.
他也认为他知道上帝，他说他是非常虔诚的，这个信靠上帝的人。结果他对上帝的知识完全错了，结果他做非常可怕的事情。
He thought he know God, and he think his knowledge of God, is right, but actually it's wrong. So what he did is a very terrifying thing.
啊，就逼迫耶稣基督的门徒，逼迫基督徒，然后就到处去抓捕他们。
Basically, he persecuted Christian and chasing around and get them arrested.
啊，然后把他们捆绑，就是送到耶路撒冷去被审判。
And basically, they arrest them and send it to Jerusalem for judgment.
这时候在他去大马士革的路上，主耶稣基督在大光当中就对扫罗说话。
Of course, we know on the road to Damascus, Jesus actually appeared to him and speak to him.
扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我
？And he said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
在这样的大光当中，扫罗就认罪悔改了。
In such a great light that Saul confesses sin and repent.
所以我们会看见扫罗，他以前他觉得自己他觉得自己是一个虔诚的信靠神的人，他知道他认识神，他关于神的知识是正确，但是是完全错误。
So we can see Saul, before he think himself as a trust God, and his knowledge of God is right, but we can see that all of this are completely wrong.
所以他做非常可怕的行为，他到处抓捕基督徒，他抵挡神，逼迫耶稣。
So what he's doing was a very terrifying thing, and persecuted Christian, and completely against the will of God.
所以呢，知道是非常非常重要。如果我们不知道，我们的行为是非常非常可怕。
So knowing is very important. If we don't know, then our action could be very wrong.
所以圣经说，信道是从听道来的。
So Bible said the believing is coming from hearing the word of God.
那今天有很多时候我们觉得，哎呀，听道的不重要。那神不就是爱吗？我都知道了。我只要去行就好了。
And today, sometimes we a lot of time we think that here the word of God is not important because I know God is love. All I need to do is do it.
所以这是其实这是不是圣经的教导？圣经说要先知道，你才能够正确的去行。
And but this is not teaching of Bible. Bible said you need to know first, and then you can do it.
然后知道是真正正确的知道。
And the knowing is knowing correctly.
接下来有看见就是行出来是目的。
And then we can see, to do is the ultimate goal.
就是在约翰福音十三章十七节，你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
And in the 17, verse 17 said, "If you know these things, happy are the if you do it."
知道一句要一定要去行。
And when you know it, then you have to do it.
如果我仅仅知道我不行会怎么样呢？
So if I only know but I don't do it, what happened?
会有祸。
And it will be woe to you.
圣经警告我们，你知道你不去行，你会有祸。
And the Bible actually warning us, woe to us if we know it but we do not do it.
那么在马太福音七章二十四到二十七节这段经文，弟兄姊妹非常熟悉，就是耶稣说，凡听见我这话去行的，就好比一个聪明人。
In Matthew chapter 7:27-27, which we are familiar with the passage a lot, it said, Jesus said, who hear this saying of mine and do them, does them.
所以耶稣讲这些话，讲了那么那么多的教训，耶稣有这个目的，目的就是我们听了他的话要去行。
So Jesus have so many teaching. Jesus had it's a purpose. The purpose is want us to do it.
其实这才是真正有意义的事情。
And that's the things has its meaning.
啊，就像我们今天，很多人喜欢看那个超级英雄的电影。
Just like today, a lot of people love to watch a superhero movie.
啊，我以前我也很喜欢看，哇，这些人好厉害呀，飞来飞去，打来打去的。
And I used to like this type of movie, and those people are kind of amazing. They can fly and they can fighting with power.
Yeah, 我看了以后很享受，但是我看完之后，我能不能去飞啊？我能不能去打啊？
Of course, I'm can enjoy to watch it, but I know after I watch it, I cannot do it like them, like fly or fight.
耶稣给我们讲的那些话，我们会说啊，耶稣的话太有智慧了啊，耶稣的话太好了，太美了。
So are we like this case when we deal with the word of Jesus Christ? Jesus' word teaching is so wise and so beautiful and such a good.
但是我们不是停在这个地方，我们要按耶稣的话去行的。
But we are not stopped there. We will do it according to the word, teaching of Jesus.
那么在路加福音十二章四十七节，仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，又不顺着他的意思行。那仆人必多受责打。
And Luke 12:47 said, "The servant who know his master's will and do not prepare himself to do according to his will should be beaten with many strips."
所以今天我们在每一个主日来到神的殿中来思想神的话语，不是你去电影院看一场电影。
So every Sunday we come to the come to church and hear the word of God.It's not like we go to the movie theater to watch a movie.
啊，也不是你去哪一个课堂啊，兴趣课堂，你去听一堂课。哎呀，你了解一些知识，不是这样的。
It's not something we go to some kind of interesting lecture. We just go there get some knowledge.
你听了这些，你要行，你不行，你有祸，你会被责打。所以大家以后每个次主日来到神的话面前，你要有这个心态，不是。轻轻呼呼的事情，你今天可能听到一句话、两句话，你要去行的。
And so, let me remind everybody: when we come to church on a Sunday, we're not come let's like go to movie theater. We gotta prepare to do it. Even you hear one or two word, you prepare yourself to do it. You need to do it.
有的时候呢，我们会觉得，哎呀，我今天去到教会，这个主教不知道听了哪句话，哎呀，好扎心，担子好重。哎呀，我不去了。
And sometimes it could happen today. I come to the church, I hear this saying, and it really cut my heart. But I don't feel comfortable, so I don't go to church anymore.
就有一次，你不要让我知道还好，你让我知道，就成为我的重担，我要去行呢。
And sometimes we think that if I don't know it, that's fine. But once I know it, it's become my burden because I have to do it.
那能不能离开呢
？And Can we leave?
所以我们这个时候来到神的面前来呼求来祷告。
And we need to come to the presence of God to cry out, to pray.
在洪水的时代，挪亚方舟是不是一个很舒适的地方呢？
And in the flood days, and Noah's ark, is that smell, it's a comfortable place?
我看到有些弟兄姊妹摇头。
And I see some people shake your head.
你会跟很多动物在一起，你如果在方舟里面。
And in the ark, you will stay with a lot of animals.
然后各种味道，然后吃喝啊，各种都在上面。
And all kind of smells, and you everything, living, sleep, eating are there. You're there.
然后你说，哎呀，我别的都还可以，我这个人最讨厌猴子了，受不了。
And you say, okay, I can, everything else is fine, but I cannot handle monkeys.
哎呀，我要出去，我不在这个方舟待
了。And I don't want to be staying in the ark. I want to get out.
可不可以呢？
Can we do that?
外面就是洪水。
And outside is a flood.
今天的世界，耶稣说了，跟挪亚的那个时代，圣经告诉跟挪亚是一样的，人们的心越来越远离神，世上的罪越来越多。
And today's world, just like Jesus said, is the same as the time of Noah. Outside is a flood, and the world is more and more filled with things.
我们要教会就是今天这个世界上的方舟。
Church is the ark in this age.
教会 是真理的柱石，教会最重要的，教会有神的道，有神的话。
Church is the pillar of the truth, and the most important in church, there's the word of God.
那么在雅各书也告诉我们，你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
And in James, it also teaches us that to be a doer of the word, not just hear.
我们
do not deceive yourself.
Yeah.这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来。
And James continued to say, this person is not just listen or hear and then forget, but he is doing.
啊，所以在他所行的事上必然有福。所以这就跟这个我们今天一开始所读的约翰福音十三章耶稣讲的话是一样，知道耶稣的心意，照着去行就有福。
And this one will be blessed in what he does.And this is the same as what we read in verse 17 today in the beginning. Jesus said, if you know it and you do it, we're happy to you, or blessed, you're blessed.
然后在雅各书四章十七节再一次提醒我们，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
And then James 4:17 and remind us, therefore to whom who knows do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin.
我以前就是我在 NU 读书的时候，那时候我们邀请很多这个有一邀请很多中国的一些年轻人留学生来到我们家里来参加我们的查经聚会啊，也邀请他们来到教会。
When I was studying at NU, at that time we invite many Chinese students come to our house and for gathering and a Bible study and also invite them to the church.
然后他们也很喜欢来，但他们常常说：“哎呀，我们今天去听冯弟兄讲课，我们今天去教会听讲课。”
And of course, those they are like to join us, but sometimes they said, "Today we're going to go there to hear the lecture from Brother Fong."
我常常跟他说：“不要说讲课，讲课这不是什么讲课。”
And I always remind them, "Don't say this is a lecture. It's not lecture."
但他们总是很难改，因为他学生嘛，习惯讲听课，总是去听课。
And but they're hard for them to change because they're student. They always think, "Let's go to lecture. Go to lecture."
我们今天可能口里没这样讲，但我们心里会这样想：哎呀，我们读圣经就是掌握知识。我们去教会听神的话，思想神的话，就是掌握知识，让我更了解，让我更知道。
And today we may not say it outward, but inside we probably think that way. I read the Bible, I come to church, I'm just to learn and get the knowledge.
啊，你看这个圣经，哇，我背得多熟啊，哎呀，圣经的多少经文，哇，我都知道它到底什么意思，别人不知道，因为我听了很多的课。
And I know the Bible, and I even can remember a lot of Bible verses. Maybe other people don't know, but I know because I hear so many lectures.
其实完全不是这样的。
But that's not like this.
斯布真说，如果仅仅因为知识就可以蒙福，那魔鬼就是最蒙福的人。
And Spurgeon said, if just by knowledge,You will be blessed, then the devil would be the most blessed one.
很少有人像斯布真这样讲话。
A few people can speak like Spurgeon.
今天很多人都认为我们人类为什么有这么多的问题啊？就是知识不够。我们有足够的知识，我们就没有这么多问题了。
And today, a lot of people think that we human have so many problems because we don't have enough knowledge. If we have enough knowledge, we will not have such a problem.
今天很多时候我们尤其是在今天这个时候我们听到很多这样的言论，就是说就是那些打疫苗戴口罩的人就说那些不打疫苗不戴口罩的人，你们没有知识。
And so today, like, even like today with the vaccine and all those things, we hear people, one group of people, you know, had a vaccine, will say the people that don't have a vaccine say you don't have the knowledge.
然后相反其实对方也是的，对方也是说你又去打疫苗，你就戴口罩，你没有知识，你太傻了。
And the other group also speak to the vaccine group and said that you don't have the knowledge, so you go to have the vaccine and wear the masks.
其实这个世界的问题不是没有知识，人的问题不是说没有知识，不是你不知道。
So the problem in this world, mankind, it's not that we don't have a knowledge. It's not that we don't know.
世界的问题是罪。
The problem for this world is sin.
承认这一点。
If you confess this,
我有罪，我的问题是我的罪造成的。
If you confess my problem is my sin, and then you confess this.
所以，施布真说，如果仅仅靠知识，或者再说具体，靠着对神的知识，我就可以蒙福。施布真说，那魔鬼就会是最蒙福的人。
And Spurgeon basically says, if it's just by knowledge, to be specific, by knowledge of God, I can be blessed, then the devil would be most blessed one.
就是圣经说什么呢？你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信呢。
And the Bible said, you believe that there is only God, you do well, but even demons believe it, or devils believe it.
但是却是战惊，虚浮的人呐、啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
And but troubling, but you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead.
有什么人关于耶稣基督的知识是魔鬼不知道的呢？
Is there any knowledge we have about Jesus Christ that the devil don't know of it?
有什么我们关于上帝的知识是魔鬼不知道的呢？
Is there any knowledge we have of God is that devil don't know of it?
魔鬼曾经是光明的天使，魔鬼曾经离上帝最近的地方，但是他自高堕落了。
And the devil actually is the angel, and he actually is the most close to God, but he's fallen.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上的时候，人们都认不出他是神的儿子，魔鬼就知道。
And when Jesus come to the world, flesh become, word become flesh, come to this world. People don't recognize this, but the devil actually recognize that.
那个附在格拉森人身上的那个鬼，一看见耶稣来了，就说：“神的儿子啊，神的儿子啊！”他都认出来，人认不出来。
And the Glasson person that the demon possessed that person, and when he saw Jesus come, he said, "The Son of God, the Son of God." The people around there, they couldn't.Recognize that.
所以我们有什么东西，我们关于上帝的知识，魔鬼不知道的。
So basically, any knowledge we have of God, that devil don't know of.
那区别在什么地方呢
？So what's the difference?
魔鬼知道他不行呢。
And the devil knows, but he cannot do it.
道成肉身的上帝来到世上传福音，讲的第一句话，悔改，天国近了。魔鬼知道他不悔改啊。
And Jesus, the Son of God, would become a flesh, come to this world. Is the first word he spoke out is a repentant. Devil knows it, but he cannot do it.
他根本就不愿意去悔改啊。
He can't repent. He is not willing to repent.
耶稣说，律法的总纲，第一，尽心尽意尽力爱神；其次，爱人如己。魔鬼知不知道啊？
And Jesus said the end of the summary of the law is love God with all your strength, with your heart, with all your soul, and then the rest of the same is love people like yourself. Does the devil know that?
魔鬼当然知道，文士、法利赛人都知道啊。
And yes, he know it. And Pharisees and scribes know that too.
但他不去行啊。
But they don't do it.
他听见耶稣讲的话，他不去行呢、啊？魔鬼还是抵挡上帝啊！魔鬼还是要吞吃人呢、啊、
？They heard Jesus said, but they don't do it. Devils still want to against God. They still want to devour people.
所以我们知道的目的是为了去行，我们不是仅仅追求知道，知道我要知道，你知道那么多，你要去行。
So the purpose of knowing is to do. It's not just for the purpose of knowing.
我以前碰到一个弟兄他知道很多，他读很多的神学书就是各种宗派各种他知道很多。
I met a brother before, and he knows a lot. He read a lot of books of different denominations, and he knows a lot.
去过几十家无数家教会，但是发现所有教的问题，他没有在任何一间教会他看得满意，他是可以待下去的。
And he went to different church, so many church, and he noticed all the problems of different church, and none of them satisfy him. He cannot stay in any single church.
这些传道人，这些牧者，他们懂什么呀？他很多东西他都不懂， 不知道。
And because he knows so much, he thinks those ministers or pastors or preachers said they don't know much.
后来我慢慢跟他熟了，跟他一起出去玩，跟他熟了。哎，他后来我就说，哎呀，你为什么就那么多教会都离开？他就举了一个例，他最近去了一个教会，后来他为什么离开
？And so later on, I'm kind of get acquaintance with him and getting kind of more close and ask him, so why you leave all the churches? And he gave an example, a recent church he just attended.
然后那是个很大的教会，几千人的教会。后来他说，我都去了一个月了。啊，这个牧者都没有单独来找我，然后我觉得不行，这个都没有看到我，都来一个月了走了。
And his response is the church he went to is of course a big church, like 1,000 people or something. He said, I've been there for 1 month, but the pastor never reach me personally.
后来我那个教会多大？他差不多2000多人吧。
And they said, I asked him, how big is the church? It's about 2,000 people.
后来我就不说话了。
Then I kind of silent.
因为我一想我好惭愧啊，我们教会几十个人，可能我就很多时候我得想想我自己，我很惭愧啊。
And then I said, well, our church is only like but less than 100 people or something.
后来我就说，哎，我又在心里想，耶稣不是让人去做仆人吗？耶稣不是让人去服侍人？耶稣不是说你去一个酒一个宴席，你不要坐高位啊，你坐末位啊？耶稣，这不都讲？不知道吗？他不知道吗
？And then I just thought, well, is Jesus teach us just to don't be a master but a servant, to serve people? And then you go to feast, don't sit in the main seat, sit in the low seat. Do you?Know those teaching?
当然知道了，他的希腊文怎么写他都知道。
And he probably knows how that be written in Greeks.
没有去行啊。
But he couldn't do it.
你说舍己背十字架，不知道，都知道。希伯来文怎么写，希腊文怎么写，他都知道。
We call it deny ourselves and take up on the cross. And he know it, and even know how written in the Greeks.
不去行呢
，But it cannot do it.
没有用。所以行是目的，知道是基础，真知道是基础，但是一定要去行。行是目的。
So truly know it is a foundation, and then do it is the purpose. So you have to know it and then do it.
那么我们再回到耶稣基督，给他门徒洗脚这件事，耶稣基督接下来说。
And let's return to that event that Jesus washed his disciples' feet. And Jesus, after that, he said this.
约翰福音十三章十四节，我们大家可以一起来读哈，我们就坐着读，我们一起来读约翰福音十三章十四到十五节。
Let's read together what Jesus said, John 13:14-15.
约翰福音十三章十四节起。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚。你们也当彼此洗脚，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们去做的去做。所以第一个就从这件事情上面，耶稣说，让我们所看见的就是，我们要像他一样，他服侍人，我们要去服侍人。
So for what Jesus is teaching here, we can see the first thing that Jesus said is we should like him. He served people.We should serve people.
然后耶稣给我们做了榜样。
And he set an example for us.
这个榜样的意思是什么呢？他做一次两次就够了，就我们就可以学到了，我们就可以去效法了。他不是永远在那里来做。
And example means it do one or two times, then it's enough. We see it and we just follow it.
所以耶稣就接下来就说：“你现在你们要去做了，你们要去彼此洗脚了。”门徒不能说：“哎呀，我们不做。”耶稣，你天天来给我洗。耶稣说：“我是做榜样的，我不是天天给你洗的。”
So here, basically, Jesus said, "I did that, and now it's your turn to do it." The disciple cannot sit there and say, "Okay, Jesus, just wash our feet every day," because Jesus is set an example. It's not he's going to do it every day for them.
以前就是有一个刚刚信主时间不长的。 啊，一个姊妹就说，她就很怀念，她说，哎呀，我做慕道友的时候，那个时候来的教会多好呀，每次来好多弟兄姊妹都对我很热情，对我很好，给我送这个送那个，我那个时候是慕道友。
And there's one sister that become a Christian not long, and she said, I was very much missed the time when I was a seeker. It's not Christian yet. When I come to church, all the sister brothers just, running around me and give me this, take care of me and all those things.
但你看我现在受洗，我成基督徒了，大家不管我了。
And then I become,
大家不管我了。
Then I become a Christian baptized, and then after that, no one actually cared about me.
大家又去管那些新来的人了。
And then they are focused on the newcomer.
他说我早知道我不受洗了。
If I knew this, I would not be baptized.
后来我在想，哎呀，这不就像耶稣给门徒洗脚就这样的，人家耶稣给你做榜样的，接下来你要去给别人洗脚了。
And I thought, well, this is what Jesus did, right? Jesus washed feet and set an example. Now.You have the example, then it's your turn to wash other people's feet.
啊，当然我心里这么想，没有直接跟他说啊。
Of course, I think in my heart, I didn't say that to her.
但是我现在想想，确实应该就说的。
And but right now, I'm thinking back. I think I should say that.
你知道，你看到耶稣的榜样，你不是永远就停在那个地方，你不是永远就享受耶稣给我洗脚。现在到你了，
and you know,
到我们了。
You see the example of Jesus wash disciples' feet, and you are not just stopped there. You will, now it's your turn to wash people's feet.
然后在洗脚这件事情，我们会看见耶稣说：“我是你们的主，你们的夫子上去洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗。”也就是说，你要来知道的话，你要去行。首先，你要谦卑，你要谦卑，连耶稣都做这么可以说很低的。很低贱的事情，你也要去做。
So, when Jesus said, he said, even then, even if I then, your Lord and your teacher, and do these things, so you should do it. Jesus actually pointed out one thing, is that if you want to do it, you first have to humble yourself. You know, wash people's feet is a very humble work.
在那天晚上就是除了耶稣最后的晚餐设立圣餐，耶稣给门徒洗脚，其实还发生事情，一件事情就是门徒依然还在那里争论彼此谁伟大。就在那天晚上
，At that night, besides Jesus set up the table for the final meal and Jesus washed people's feet, there's another thing happened exactly at that evening that the disciples still argue, say which one is the biggest.
所以我们会看，这是在他们当中非常普遍的心态，就是我们跟从耶稣，啊，我们可能丢下了我们的渔船，丢下了我们的渔网，我们来跟从耶稣。我目的就是有一天我可以为大，我可以为大。
So probably that become a very common phenomena among the disciples because they think, they thought they leave out their nest, fishing nest, leave their fish boat.And they follow Jesus. They want to one day become somebody.
啊，所以他看见在这个伟大的过程当中，他看见很多的障碍。这是别人，但是你们下去，你下去，我伟大。
So they see some other people is become obstacle for them to become the great person or somebody.
所以耶稣这个时候就为他们洗脚，然后就告诉他们：你不是要伟大，你不是要去。高高的让人家来仰望你，服侍你。你是要到低低的，你俯下身来，你低低的，你让人家高高的，你去从很低的位置去服侍他，给他洗脚。
So see these things, then Jesus washed the disciples' feet, basically gave them a lesson that you're not supposed to become a man above a man, but rather you can humble yourself from the most humble work, wash people's feet, start from there to serve people.
所以跟从耶稣啊，信靠耶稣，效法耶稣，或者说服侍神，不是让我们可以伟大，不是让我们有一天可以啊比别人强，不是这样的。
So follow Jesus, serve God, or serve Jesus, serve God. It's not want to make us one day become somebody, make more great than other people. It's not like this.
在旧约的先知以利亚，当他刚刚打败这个巴利的。这些先知之后呢，以利亚马上他就信心就跌倒了。
in the Old Testament, there's a prophet called Elijah. And right after he defeat a lot of false prophet, and immediately after that, he himself kind of completely beaten.
那么那因为那个时候呢，那个女王啊，耶洗别就来威胁他，就说你我明天就要来杀你。然后以利亚就吓逃跑，然后他就不想活了。
What happened is right after that event, he was fight with a 450 Baal's prophet. After that, and that the queen Jezebel actually come to him, said, "I'm going to kill you tomorrow." So he is running away.
然后呢？就是这其实很奇怪，当时他与巴利的先知征战的时候，那个时候也是生命危险的，那个也是生命危险，那对方那么多的巴利的先知，他这边就是一个人。
And if you think about it, that's kind of interesting because before he is also in danger because when he tried to fight with the 450 Baal's prophet, he's also in danger too.
但是现在呢，这个耶洗别。就是仅仅让人传一句话给他，他就吓得逃跑了。
At that time, he's not afraid, but this moment, the Queen Jezebel just sent somebody, people to pass that word to him, and he just ran away.
他甚至都不想活了。
And he even don't want to live anymore.
在这个逃跑的过程中，神就告诉他，其实神还为自己留下了7000人，是没有向巴利屈膝的，就是还是信心坚固的7000人。
And in this process, God actually told him that God actually saved 7,000 people for himself. And those people are with strong faith.
其实这句话对以利亚不是肯定，是否定。
And we have to understand what God said to Elijah is not praise him. Actually, it's kind of rebuke him.
因为那个时候以利亚认为只有他一个人是向神忠心的，因为他因为只有他一个，别人都跌倒了，都逃跑，就他一个。
Because at that time Elijah's mindset is that he believed that he is the only one in the whole Israelites is faithful to God. Everybody is running away. Only him is be strong, faithful to God.
结果神告诉他，不是你一个，是7000个。
But God tells it's not you alone, and I have 7,000 people there.
你看，如果我们试想一下，如果我是以利亚，我在那时候我听到这个消息，是好消息吗
？And if you think about it, if I'm Elijah, I hear this what God news gave to me is it good news or bad news?
当然了，如果我是真的是一个爱神的人，那对于我来说，那是天大的好消息。
Of course,
不是我孤军奋战，我有很多的弟兄。
Of course, if I'm truly God's servant and faithful to God, then it's a great news because I'm not fighting alone. I have my brothers with me.
但是如果我侍奉神的目的就是为了做人上人，就是为了证明自己比别人强，我听到神给我讲这样的话，我会很挫败。
And if I am a person serving God, I just want to become a somebody and become show myself as stronger than other people, then if I hear the saying, I will feel very frustrated.
结果甚至这个以利亚都不想活，他说，因为我不胜于我的列祖，我不活了。
And Elijah at that time, he said, even you don't want to live, he said, because...I'm not as good as my or good than my fathers.
他不是跟那七千人比啊，他是跟他的列祖比，他跟他的跟亚伯拉罕比，跟以撒比，跟摩西比，跟大卫比。他说我不比他们强，我都不活了。
Now he basically his mindset at the time is not compared with the 7,000 people. He actually compared with the fathers of Israelites. Basically, he's saying he's comparing himself.With Abraham, Moses, David, and if I'm not stronger than them, I don't want to live anymore.
我看他不仅要比同时代的人伟大，他要比亚伯拉罕他都要大。他说只有这样，我才继续的来为主征战。
He's not comparing himself at the people at his time. He even compared himself with the fathers of Israelites. He said, "If I'm not great than them, then I'm no longer I don't want to fight for God anymore."
如果以利亚永远是这个样子，如果上帝对他说，你现在去给别人洗脚，他会不会去给别人洗脚？
So think about if in this mindset, God tells them to wash other people's feet, would he be able to do it?
他一定不会。他说我要做一个伟大的人。
He was certainly not, because he wanted to become a great man.
所以耶稣他为门徒洗脚以后，告诉门徒，你不是要做人上人，你是要去服侍人，你不是要证明自己比别人强，你不是说我要做了不起伟大的事情，我最啊属灵，不是这样的。
So when Jesus washed disciples' feet, basically Jesus tell his disciple, you're not going to become a man above a man, or become a great person, and you want to serve people.
结果后来当然神没有让以利亚去死哈，但是神就兴起了以利沙。
Of course, God at the time didn't let Elijah to die, but at the same time, God also raised another prophet. It's called Elisha.
啊，所以如果我们服侍神呢，就是为了证明我们比别人强，或者说为了我自己有某种所谓成就感。你在教会的成就感，你在属灵信仰上的成就感，我怎么样？你如果为这些东西。你会失败，有一天你会跌倒。
So if we serve God, we just want to prove we are stronger than other people, or some achievement, sense of achievement at church. If you hope that way, then one day you will defeat it.
因为神不需要这样的人服侍他。
Because God don't need such a person to serve Him.
神需要真正爱神、爱人的人服侍他。
And God want a person that truly love God and love people to serve Him.
那七千个。站立得稳的，圣经连他们的名字都没提。
The 7,000 people that God mentioned, the Bible even didn't mention any single name.
但神没有必要再兴起别人取代那七千个，因为这七千个不求扬自己的名。
But God don't need raise some other people to replace this 7,000 people because those 7,000 people they don't ask for their own name.
所以呢，我们服侍神不是为了在地上证明自己，不是为了所谓的成就感，不是要争为大。
And so when we serve God, it's not means we try to prove ourselves on earth and try to be who will be the greatest.
有一次我听到一个年轻的姐妹，她也是非常忠心爱主，然后呢，我就问他为什么哇？你大学毕业这么好的大学毕业了，你可以全职出来传福音，你为什么选择这样呢
？And one time I ran into a sister, and she's very faithful, love God, and she graduated from a top university, and then she decided to commit her life to become a full-time servant of God. And I asked him why.
后来这个姊妹她就跟我说，她说以前呢、啊，就是带领我信主的那个弟兄啊，他跟我讲了这么件事儿。
And then the sister said, "Well, before the brother actually lead me to Christ, he told me this thing."
她说：“你试想一下，你如果今天在这个地上，你不努力的去传福音，你不带一些人信主，有一天你到天堂里，你会看到什么
？”And the brother basically.Tell her, so on earth today in your life, if you do not your utmost to preach the gospel, one day you go to heaven, what you will see?
他说你会看见呐，有些人呐，很多人去找他们，很多人想去感谢他，感谢你啊，我们在地上的时候，你传福音给我们，感谢你啊，你会看到有些人有很多人围着，感谢他。
And what you will see is in the heaven, there's a lot of people surround them to thank them because on earth, they preach the gospel to them, save them, so those people come to thank him.
后来那个弟兄就对这个姊妹说，你想想，你在地上不传福音，等你到天堂里，没人感谢你的，就或者一两个感谢你，你那时候你怎么样，你会不会很羞愧啊？
And he said, think about it, if you don't preach the gospel with the utmost, when you go to heaven, maybe no one come to you to thank you, maybe just one or two. At that time, do you feel pretty ashamed?
所以你今天赶紧传福音，你不要到那一天，你看你无地自容。
So you want to preach the gospel right now, hurry, so don't wait till that day, you feel like pretty ashamed.
后来我听了这个话，当时我就跟他讲，我告诉你。你到天上，人们会忘记你。
And but when I hear this, I told her that I tell you, if you go to heaven, people will forget you.
真正在神的国中，所有的人只会感谢一位。
Because in the kingdom of God, all the people were only thankful for one person.
就是我们的救主耶稣，那曾经为我们被杀的羔羊。
That's the Lamb of God that killed for us, our Savior.
你是谁呢
？Who are you？
你不赞美神，上帝可以让石头赞美他；你不开口讲，上帝可以让驴开口讲。你是谁呢
？If you don't praise God, God can make a stone to praise God. If you don't preach, God, if you don't speak, God can make a donkey to speak.
天堂里绝对没有嫉妒，天堂里绝对没有羞愧，天堂里也绝对没有人的名字被感谢、被称颂。
In the heaven, there will be no envy. In heaven, there's no single person's name.Will be praised to be thanked.
天堂里有没有名人堂呢？把人的名字列上去，名人堂，这些人是名目、名传道。
Is there a hall of fame in the heaven? Those are the famous pastor.
第一个被耶稣带到乐园里去的强盗叫什么？
And do you know what the thief's name? Well, he's the first one was brought by Jesus to the paradise.
那个用香膏膏主的那个女人，她叫什么
？And the woman that anointed Jesus with the perfume. Do you know what her name is?
那么耶稣说，他所做的，你们到任何地方传福音要讲。当然了，耶稣有几次被。女人用香膏膏，那么有一次是玛利亚，那有一次不知道啊，那个有罪的女人不知道啊。
And of course, in the Bible, they record Jesus that will be anointed by the perfume by several times. One is the name is Mary, but in the case that the woman, the people said she is a sinner, that case we don't know what that woman's name is.
所以呢，就是我们来服侍神，我们来效法耶稣，我们不是为了在地上。追求所谓的成就感，属灵的成就感，我们甚至也不是在追求以后在天上做人上人，天上没有人上人。
And so when we come to serve God, and we are not try to pursue some achievement, sense of achievement on earth, we are not even try to pursue something that we become a great person in the heaven, because there is no such a thing.
当然了。耶稣说，在天国，有些人赏赐大，有些人赏赐小，这是这样，就是这样。
Of course, Jesus did said someone has a bigger reward, someone has less reward. That's true. That's it.
但是有一天会让我们感到震惊，谁的赏赐大？可能是我们想不到的那些默默无闻的人。那我们看到是很有名的人，他可能在天国里赏赐很小。
But maybe at that time we'll be surprised to us that the things we got huge reward is not today on this earth probably don't have a lot of name. And those who have a fame may have a little reward.
啊，今天比如说有很多很著名的一些歌手，他偶尔唱一首赞美诗，称颂上帝。哎呀，所有的人高兴，哇，这么有名的人，他居然唱了一首赞美诗，哇，好高兴呐，我们基督徒好高兴。
Today, we see this phenomenon, this famous singer, he or she sing a lot of songs, but for occasionally, he or she sing one gospel song, then all the Christians are so happy, oh, look, he or she sing this gospel song.
你看，今天我们会看到一个年轻人出了车祸，身上疼得要命，躺在病床上面，他赞美神，你说有几个人知道呢？
But today we see a young man and got a terrible accident on the hospital bed. He's a praise God. How many people would know it?
你说在天上，哪个人得掌声呢？
But if you think
有名的歌手，
about in the heaven,
还是
who will get the praise?
我不知道，但是我们其实也知道。
We don't know, but we also know.
所以服侍神不是为了追求什么地上我要比别人强，无论你属灵啊什么，也甚至你也不是追求，哎呀，天上我要如何如何。服侍神，因为耶稣救了你，你是个罪人，你就爱耶稣。
So serve God is not something we want to pursue something achievement on earth, not even in heaven. I want to become more kind, thing, but just simply because I'm sinner and God Jesus saved me, and I need to serve Him.
然后我们也快看见，当耶稣讲完登山宝训的时候，耶稣没有对人讲，你们都效法我，都去这样做。
And one thing we have to notice when Jesus finished the teaching on the mountain, and Jesus didn't say, "You follow me and you do it."
当耶稣让拿撒路从死里复活的时候，耶稣没有对门徒说，你们效法我，都这样做。
When Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Jesus didn't say, "You follow me and do the same thing."
当耶稣给人洗脚了之后，耶稣对门徒说，这个时候你效法我，你们这样去做。
And when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, then Jesus said, "You follow me, follow my example."
做小事情
，and do a small thing.
做卑微的事情
，things are humble.
做不起眼的事情，做人家看不到的事情，做人家不会给你掌声的事情。
Things are not so much catch people's eye. Maybe people even don't notice. Do not give you a praise.
耶稣说，无论何人，因门徒的名把一杯凉水递给这小子里的一个喝。我告诉你，这人不能不得赏赐。
And Jesus said, "No, whoever gave a little one only a cup of cold water, it will be rewarded."
我们看圣经中耶稣提到什么样的好行为？一杯凉水，两个小钱。
And let's see by
the way,
what Jesus mentioned good deeds. A cup of cold water, two pieces of small money.
耶稣没有提人所做的所谓很大了不起的，没有。一杯凉水，神记得。
Jesus didn't bring us some kind of great things that people do, and just a very insignificant things. A cup of cold water, God remembers.
任何人都可以做到。
And anyone can do that.
任何人都可以去做这最不起眼的事情。
Anyone can do this a very insignificant type of thing.
所以这是效法耶稣。
And this is to follow Jesus.
我们都想像耶稣那样在水面上行走，我们都想像耶稣那样让人从死里复活。耶稣说，先不急，先不急，你先去洗脚。
We all want to like Jesus walk on the water or raise people from dead. But Jesus said, wait, just wash people's feet first.
然后耶稣也说，这个仆人不会高过夫子。仆人不能大于主人。
And also Jesus said, "Servant is not greater than his lord."
然后耶稣也多次说，学生不能大于先生。
And Jesus also said, "Student cannot be greater than his teacher."
其实这句话其实就是让我们要谦卑。你服侍不是为了想要超过谁。首先，耶稣是永远跟我们不一样，他是主。
And this is basic teaching, so be humble. You serve is not try to be strong or good than anybody.
所以这个原因当然很简单了，主人给仆人洗脚，和门和仆人之间彼此洗，当然不一样啊。
So this is also very significant difference. The master, the Lord, washed the servant's feet, and a servant washed the feet among himself. Of course, the different thing.
身份不一样
，because they have a very different status.
耶稣是主。
And Jesus is the Lord.
我们是仆人。
We are the servant.
我们服侍人是理所当然。我们就是仆人啊。
We serve people is that should be because we are servant.
但是耶稣是主，连耶稣都服侍人，都为人洗脚。
But Jesus is the Lord. He himself serve people.
当然意义也不同。耶稣服侍人到一个什么地步呢？代替罪人在十字架上接受罪的刑罚，担负世人的罪。他是神的儿子。
Of course, the significance is also different. Jesus himself served people to a degree that on the cross he bare our sin and died for us.
但是你说后来彼得，包括耶稣的其他的那些门徒，后来也被钉十字架，也是殉道死。
Of course, you remember that Peter and some of the disciples, some of the martyrs, they are all crucified.
那彼得甚至是倒的钉十字架。
And church history said Peter actually will be nailed on cross upside down.
但跟耶稣钉十字架一不一样呢？当然不一样。
But they're still different from what crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
因为彼得包括其他的门徒，包括历世历代的基督徒，哪怕为主殉道，他们是人呐。是罪人呢、啊、
And Peter and the martyrs through the history, they died for the sake of the faith, but they still people and sinner.
有一天就会死啊。
One day they will die.
但耶稣不是，耶稣是无罪，耶稣是神的儿子，死在十字架上。
Jesus is not. Jesus is sinless. He's the Son of God. He died on the cross.
彼得最后被倒钉十字架，他在主里的信心拯救了他自己，他的信心可能激励了很多很多的人。但是彼得被钉十字架，有没有救赎的恩典呢？没有。
Peter was
因为他是一个人。
Peter was crucified, and his face saved himself, and also his face encouraged, inspired a lot of Christians. But his crucifixion has no redemption.
但是主耶稣基督不一样，主耶稣基督被钉十字架，所有人只要仰望，只有信靠，所有人就罪得赦免，被救赎，因为他是无罪神的羔羊，神的儿子，代替我被钉十字架。
Jesus Christ is different. He's the Lamb of God, and he has anyone look upon his crucifixion will be saved.
最后因为时间的关系，我们就快快要强调一下，就是听到主的话就去行，就有福。
And finally, let's emphasize: when you hear the word of God, you do it, you're blessed.
司普真讲过一句话，就是每一个信徒都是上帝的孩子。
Spurgeon said, "Every Christian, every believer is children, child of God."
我们将会是多么快乐呀！如果我们确实活得像一个神的孩子。
He said, "How happy should we if we truly live like a child of God?"
有一次呢，就是我到卫生间，我看见我的女儿啊，拿着我的剃须刀在她脸上比划。
And one time I went to the bathroom, I saw my daughter actually take my shaving and it's kind of shaving her face.
她一个人在那里还在咯咯咯笑，咦呵呵的咯咯笑，我看吓死了，因为那个剃须刀很快的嘛。
And she's doing it and laughing. I was kind of frightened to death because it's pretty kind of sharp.
然后我就赶紧拿下来。她为什么这么做
？So take it, and why is she doing this?
模仿我。
She tried to copy me.
他模仿我，给他带来很大的快乐。
He tried to. It is a great joy for her to imitate me.
我们看一个孩子，孩子很快乐，很快乐的时候，他就发现，哎，我爸爸做的事情，我可以学他。
And a child, he finds a very happy moment is something I can imitate what my father do.
你。有些弟兄，有些做父亲可能有这样的经验，你在那里敲电脑啊，或者是修东西啊，你的小孩可能也在有一个地方装模作样的弄像你那个样子，那是孩子的快乐，他感到很大的喜乐。
I think some of them has this experience when you do something that your child copy you and they feel a lot very, very happy to doing that.
然后所以你会看很多玩具嘛，这个小男孩玩的玩具，什么玩具的工具啊，扳手啊，各种螺丝刀啊 ，screwdriver， 这玩具的。因为小孩子他这样他很快乐，他看到他爸爸做些事情，他模仿去做，他很快乐。
So you can see a lot of a children's toy, like a boy's toy, is like some tool. It's so they can do whatever, imitate what their father does.
所以就像司普顿说，我们将是多么的快乐呀！如果我们真的活得像一个神的孩子，也就是说。你像你像我们的父亲，
so that's what Spurgeon is saying. Meaning, if we, how happy should we do? Should we, if we truly live as like a child of God?
我们基督徒天父的孩子，我们怎么样得到这样的快乐呢？我们像神的孩子，谁可以做我们的榜样？耶稣。
So as a child of God, children of God, how can we happy and we just live like a child of God, who will be our example? Jesus Christ.
So Jesus said, "No one has seen the Father. Men see me, they see the Father. You are all God's children. You want to be like the Father? Then look at me. I will be your example."
So Jesus said, "No one sees Father but through me. So if you want to follow Father, just look at me as an example."
所以这就有福了，或者这个中文翻译成有福，其实原文的意思就是你这样你就会很快乐，你非常的 happy.
And so that will be, if you're doing this, you'll be blessed or you'll be happy.
你会彼此服侍，彼此洗脚，你会非常的快乐，因为 我在做神儿子做的事情，我在模仿他。
If I wash our feet to each other, and I will be very blessed and happy because I'm doing the things that Son of God did.
从另外一个角度说，在这样的环境当中，你也会很快乐。人与人之间不是彼此相争了，人与人之间是彼此服侍。你说你多快乐？
And you can see in this situation that you'll be happy. How happy in this type of situation? Among people, there's no competition, but serve each other.
好，我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你叫万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
We thank you that you get everything worked together for the benefit of those who love you.
感谢你，你预先你就拣选我们，你在我们生命当中有你美好的旨意。
Thank you, you chose us, and you have a good, well in us.
你让我们去效法主耶稣基督的样式。
You want us to imitate the example of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督也告诉我们，啊，如果我们效法他。就像他遵行天父旨意那样，我们去遵行耶稣的旨意。
Jesus also teaches us like him to follow the will of God if we follow his will.
我们也就会得到耶稣心中的喜乐。
So we'll have the joy of that Jesus had.
我们就会得到真正神儿子心中的喜乐。
We have the joy of the Son of God.
主啊，我们愿意得到这真正的喜乐。
Lord, we want to have this true joy.
就求圣灵打开我们心里的眼睛，让我们真正的知道神。
May the Holy Spirit open our eyes so we can truly know God.
加添我们的信心和力量，让我们可以去效法神，去效法主耶稣基督。
Give us a faith and a strength so we can follow Jesus Christ.
我们才可以得到神儿子心中的喜乐。
And that we can have the joy of the Son of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.